Music from the future.
Thank you. Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Sinaloa Sound, of area 54.
I'm not the reason you're looking for redemption. You cut some strings and everything will fade away. You try to use some physical connection. There's nothing left for you to say, by the way. We used to be friends. We used to be in a circle. I don't understand.
That was Chet Baker, Area 54. Tim and Mike with you. The song's called 1998. It's featuring Banks there. Volk played this track called If I Was, and wow, yeah, we played the Orb. Little Fluffy Clouds off of the album History of the Future. You know,
those guys have a new album out.
Yeah?
Every song is like 10 minutes on it.
And it's called History of the Future.
No, it's another album.
It's another album.
We always talk about that. The Orb has like a brilliant album, and then they do like an experimental album, and mm-hmm. then they just release some music. It's if you're an Orb fan, you should probably get it.
Yeah. Well, the Orb has been kind of into that kind of dub sound as of late. So I would imagine they'll get out of it and try something different. Hopefully soon. Memory Tapes before that did a song called House on Fire. Who Made Who? Played a track called Ember, and we start off the whole set with a band called Zoo. Song's called Faded, and then that was remixed by Seattle's Odessa.
Yeah, this guy Zoo is from California. So we got some West Coast artists working together there. Pretty cool track. The original is nice, but Odessa did a nice, even better job remixing it. It's always interesting how a remix can just spice up a song a bit, huh?
Yeah, add some beats, and somebody else's perspective is always fresh, because, you know, sometimes you can just take your idea and just ruin it.
I don't know how Odessa has all this time. They're touring like crazy. They got two shows coming up here at the Roseland in December, both already sold out. They're touring. I think they're on tour every day, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, you know, they can remix in your hotel room, so it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Just bring your stuff with you.
You think they'd just be, you know, too busy?
Yeah, it's probably a lot of time waiting. Spend a lot of time waiting, and before you're set, and then you go on, and then there's a bunch of time waiting and traveling.
You and your computer. Yeah. Plugging away. All right, we're Tim Mike, Area 54. We're on every Friday and Saturday, midnight till 2, right here on 94.7. Thanks for being with us. We're going to play some Daniel T. The song is called The Sun and the Sky. It's Tim Mike with you.